Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another segment of Complete Wellness with Cindy, the Busy Woman's Cheerleader. I'm so super excited today, which I normally am, but I have the beautiful Miss Ann Hintz with us today, and she's going to be sharing with us her story about the power that is within. You know, on this show, we always love to talk about all things busy woman, everything mind, body, spirit, finance, everything to make you thrive. Ann is a spiritual teacher, a public speaker, and an author. Please help me welcome her. How are you, Ann?
I'm great. Thank you, Cindy. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for being here. So we will jump right in. I am so super excited. Tell us your story. Tell us your story. I was blown away, by the introduction as far as what I did learn about you. And I'd like for you to tell our listening audience, tell us your story. Tell us basically a little history about you. What made you start this journey to empower other women with your story? Tell us all about it.
Okay, my story is pretty long, so I'll give you the overview, and then we can dig deeper if we want to. Okay, so I had a lot of trauma in childhood, not necessarily more than other people, but some big T's and some little T's. I was adopted, so that was, that's actually a big trauma. Some people don't realize that, but when you're given away, passed on from everything you know into an unknown, there's definitely trauma involved there. I was also born with my right foot up against my right shin. So I had that physical, almost physical therapy. It wasn't quite when I was born for 6 weeks before I was handed over for adoption. So I had that. It actually twisted my whole body, I believe, because every photo I have since then show I'm kind of twisted. I have scoliosis. And then we had multiple things happen. We had a house fire. I was the one who woke up and saw the flames coming in through my bedroom wall. I was in my car when my dad ran over a girl's ankle. That was pretty intense at the time. I was sent to a boys' boarding school. When we lived in Hong Kong, I was sent to a boys' boarding school, which was my brother's boarding school in England. And I was the only girl boarder there for a year. There were some day girls. And then the second year, there were two more boarding girls. But I was teased mercilessly for those 2 years. It was not a good time. And my dad had anger issues, and both parents became alcoholics in my teenage years. And when I woke up one morning when I was 19, I was the only other person in the house, and I found my mother dead on the bathroom floor.
Oh, bless your heart.
Those were a bunch of traumas, but we're programmed in childhood how to deal with those kind of things. And my family just encouraged us not to do anything about it. So we never talked about anything.
Right.
We just carried on with life and suppressed everything. And, I was pretty good at it. So,
sometimes trauma, and I'm just going to interject for about 3 seconds. I have been known to, I call it block things out. Sometimes things happen in your life, be it in childhood or adulthood, and it causes some type of trauma, but because you need to move on, you block it out. So I definitely get that, but go on.
Right. So I moved out to the States when I was 21, carried on with life, got married, had kids. I was a software engineer. And it wasn't until something happened in my late 30s. And it was like a business altercation with a couple of other mothers. And these mothers were not like me. They were very self-confident, self-assured, authority type women. And they told me that I had done something wrong. And I was this scared mother on the inside who hated being told that she'd done something wrong. So my mind spun out of control. It just went over and over what they'd said, what I'd said, what I'd done, what I could have done differently. It just continued spinning out of control for about 3 days. And that's when I realized two things. First of all, this is not normal. Most people don't do that. I hadn't actually done anything wrong, but they told me I had. And then I realized, okay, it felt a little bit like how I would react when my dad would tell me I'd done something wrong. So that was the first little opening. Oh, maybe something from childhood is still affecting me to this day. Because up until then, I hadn't really connected those dots. So that was the first little inkling that maybe I could do something, but I didn't know what to do at that point. So it was in that time frame I went to a doctor's appointment. Now, he was a holistic physician, so he had more tools in his toolbox than many doctors do. And he asked me, he realized I was more stressed than I should be, because he actually knew me from outside school. He was actually a parent at my son's school as well. So he knew that I was, you know, I was a stay-at-home mother with two young kids who were healthy. It shouldn't have been as stressful as it was. Mm-hmm. So he asked me what my stress level was on a scale of 0 through 10. And I said 8. And then he asked me the question, why? And that's when I realized, oh, it was finding my mother dead on the bathroom floor when I was 19, because the tears were so close to the surface still. All these years later, I hadn't dealt with any of it.
Right.
So he happened to know this technique that is called EFT, which is short for Emotional Freedom Technique, which is also called tapping, because we're tapping on our body as we're talking something through. So he tapped with me about my mother's death for about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I walked away from that appointment being able to tell the story of her death in my mind for the first time ever without the tears there.
Oh, wow.
And that's when I realized we hold those memories and those emotions in our physical body and that we can let them go. I didn't know up to that point that that was possible.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. So how has using EFT and understanding the powers that are within you, how has it helped you basically at this point in your life as you're maturing? You dealt with these things, these traumas, these issues. How have you used that power within you to basically create the life that you desire and deserve?
Well, that one day was huge. I didn't actually, you know, that changed. It took some of the layers of the emotions off that one event in my life. Right? Mm-hmm. So I realized at that point it was powerful, but I didn't know quite what it could do. And, you know, it's changed my life. But that was only the first step. I started using EFT every day.
Okay.
Once I had checked it out, I actually had to check it out with something else. I didn't necessarily believe from that one event that it was as powerful as it was. I actually had to check it out. So at the time, I had a 17-year-old cat at home who we'd just been told his kidneys were starting to fail.
Aww.
And we'd been told we had to give him a daily saline shot, like an injection. And I hated needles. And the first time I gave him the shot, my hand was shaking so badly. I knew I wasn't going to be able to do it every day. So I thought, well, okay, let me try out this technique. So I tapped about it. I tapped about every aspect of it, which is something you do with EFT. So I tapped about my hand shaking. I tapped about my fear of hurting my cat. And I tapped about all the memories from all the injections that I had had in my life. And the next day when I gave him that shot, the needle slid right in. All that fear that had been in me and in my hand the day before had totally disappeared. So that's when I realized first that EFT is deceptively powerful. It looks a little silly, to be honest, because you're tapping on yourself. And I realized the freedom that I was looking for was on the other side of that fear.
Okay.
So now I had a technique that I knew was really powerful and I knew what it could do. So I started using it every day. And the first thing to do was catch when I was emotional. Right, because we get caught up in our feelings. If we can actually stand back and say, okay, I'm getting frustrated. Right? If we can
I say that a lot. I say that a lot. It's like, okay, calm down. I'm getting frustrated. Let me leave this alone.
Right. So in that moment, if you can tap on it and allow that frustration to be felt, that's the key.
So are there certain areas? Is it similar to like the lymphatic drainages, or even like when people go for a massage? And they, you know, it's certain pressure points, certain places for them. Is it similar to like the lymphatic massages, or tell me a little more about that?
I don't know about the lymphatic massages, but they are meridian points. They're the ends of the meridian systems. And it's a specific points. There's 9 specific points.
Okay.
And you tap on the same ones each time over and over again.
And do you have a graph or something with that? How do we know? Do we need to go?
Yes, you can look up at EFT tapping points.
Okay.
I have a video on my YouTube channel that goes through all the information about EFT. It's very simple to learn.
Okay.
You can learn it in just a few minutes.
Okay.
So if you found yourself getting frustrated, right, you wouldn't actually say, okay, stop doing that. You'd actually accept the frustration because it's energy that's there and it wants to release. So the tapping allows it to release, right? So I tap using words, something like, I'm feeling so frustrated right now. And you would keep using those words on each point. I'm feeling so frustrated right now until the frustration releases.
Okay.
Then I would go on with life, okay, and catch myself next time. And as the days went by, I noticed myself becoming less reactionary. which is what I wanted. I my goal was inner peace and being a calm mom.
Right.
So I kept doing it and I noticed that things were changing, but I wanted them to change faster. Okay. So I wrote down, every emotional memory that I could think of from my childhood. So all the traumas, all the beliefs, all the phrases my dad used to use, my parents would use. And I tapped through one each night for about an hour to an hour and a half each night. I was determined. And I noticed that my mind was becoming quiet. It was becoming peaceful. I wasn't judging myself or judging other people the way I used to. And that was totally new to me. It actually felt like I was living in a different reality because I'd never experienced a quiet mind before.
Wow. Wow. So is that like the equivalent to the EFT? Is that equivalent to basically a technique to quiet your mind?
It does. And it does it through acceptance. Okay. Right? We're not suppressing it. We're not saying things as we're not pushing energy onto other people. Right? We're not shouting at someone else. We're saying to ourselves what it is we're feeling and we're allowing the stuck energy to release.
So how would you or would you equate that similar as well to mind regulations or mindset regulations? Because a lot of times people self-sabotage, people tear up dreams and plans and hopes and everything because it's in their mind first that they're going to fail.
Right. It's not the same. Okay. Because most of those techniques have you forcefully change your thoughts.
Okay.
This is accepting your thoughts, right? So if I had that thought, I'm going to fail, I would tap on, I'm going to fail. I think that I'm going to fail. I feel like I'm going to fail because it's always happened before, right? We would find our truth, what we're really thinking. We wouldn't suppress it. We would actually allow that feeling to be accepted. And then, and you got to really experience this to understand the truth in it, but then it stops showing up.
Okay.
Now, this was just the first step, just so you know, we're just talking about the first step that I went through.
Okay. And what was your second step?
Well, I realized that what EFT is doing is opening up the subconscious mind. And as that happens, our awareness expands and expands towards our body. So as I tap more and more, I became aware of my emotions during the day, right? We've already talked about that. But underneath the emotions are a set of physical sensations.
Okay.
Right? So if we're feeling frustrated, for me, I can feel that as tension across my stomach and my solar plexus. Right. So we can tell that, right? Because if you're seeing someone you love and they look depressed to you, it's because you're looking at how they're holding themselves. Right. And we can become aware of that in ourselves as well. So when I became aware of the physical sensations underneath the emotions, I started to just feel those. I didn't need to tap. I could have tapped still. Right. I could have tapped and said something like, okay, I can feel this frustration in my stomach.
Okay.
But I was aware of the sensations and I developed my awareness, my focus at this point enough that I could just feel that tension in my solar plexus. So I would just feel it. And I noticed if I felt it long enough and I actually had to hold myself like a statue, had to stop breathing, stop moving. And I would feel, for me, it would normally be fear. So it could be as simple as, okay, I'm afraid of making this phone call. Right, where is that fear that I'm feeling? I can feel it in my solar plexus. So I would focus on that fear, hold my breath, and it would release. And then I would focus on again. I might have to think the thought again, right? I might have to think, okay, I'm afraid of making this phone call. Okay. Then I can feel the fear, just hold my awareness or my attention on it, and it would shift a little bit. So I would do it over and over again with the same thought, until the emotion, the fear had dissipated. And then it becomes easy to make the phone call because there's no longer any fear there.
So this EFT is like canceling out stress, anxiety, and I guess denial that there are underlying problems. It's like accept that there is an underlying issue, deal with that, accept it as your truth and move past it. Is that correct to say?
Right. Accept it, feel it, and then you can move past it.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is, I don't call this EFT. EFT was the tapping part. I just call this feeling your feelings.
Okay.
Right, you can do it anywhere, right? If you're really feeling upset, so just sit in that upset. Sit in that sadness. Sit in that frustration. Okay.
So what if it's an emergency and a person is frustrated? Would you still say the same thing? Like basically be upset? Because some people are reactionary more so than like responding. So, you know, what would you say to a person that's, you know, primarily I would say impulsive and reactive?
Then I would start with EFT.
Okay.
Because when you're feeling your feelings, it's hard to get there if you're really involved in those feelings.
Yes.
But
yes,
you can tap if you're really frustrated or really anxious or afraid, you can tap regardless.
Okay.
It looks a little funny, so go to the bathroom, right?
Okay. Yeah, because I just had a flash while you were talking. And I was like, it seems like I've seen somebody doing that before. But I think they were basically kind of doing it like in the public. And, you know, when people don't know what that is, you know, it can kind of be, you know, a little scary or off-putting. But at least now we know that that is a decompression type of technique. Is that safe to say?
And I did it one time I was on a flight and there was a screaming baby and he was screaming all the way up to altitude and he kept screaming. And I got the courage within me to actually go and ask to sit next to the mother and ask her if it was okay if I tapped on her baby. And I tapped on him for a couple of rounds and he relaxed and fell asleep in his mother's arms.
Oh, that's nice. That is
because
nice.
It just allowed that energy, right? He was so caught up because he was scared. He couldn't go to sleep. So it just relaxed him enough that he could fall asleep.
So it sounds like this does deal a lot with energy and you're in tune with your, you know, your own personal energy. How do you use something like that to attract, I would say, other positive things in your life, your techniques?
Well, what I found out, so we just talked about the first two techniques. There's one more, but it's
okay.
It's a little less relatable.
Yes, I wrote a note about the third one, so you're fine. Go ahead.
Well, do you want me to answer your question or should I go ahead and do the third step?
Yes.
Okay. So if we want to track something, I would say the positive comes naturally. All we have to find is the negative. So if we're trying to attract something, we need to find our resistance to it.
Okay.
And that's what we can tap on, right? If there's something we want that we don't have, why is that, right? What are the voices coming up in our mind? What are our excuses, right? What's our resistance to having that? And what's our resistance to where we are right now? Because if we don't have something, then we must not be happy where we are right now.
Right.
So in my book, I actually have a whole chapter that goes through questions to bring up that resistance. And then you can tap that resistance out. Mm-hmm. Right. Then once the resistance is not there, the energy can just flow.
Okay. I knew you had something. I knew you had something with this. You know, you're saying Google it, but I knew you had something. So we'll get the name of your book, but give us number three.
So after I had done a lot of this, just feeling the feelings work, and I would do this at night instead of tapping. I would lay on the sofa, bring some old memory to mind. And at this point, I'd work on more like collective traumas, right? Because I'd done my childhood. So I would work on something like 9/11, right? We all have our own individual experiences of those collective traumas. So I'd bring up all those memories, just feel the feelings and allow them to release. Felt really good. And at some point while doing this work, I realized that I could keep my awareness inside my body after the tension had released, which was really weird at the time. I didn't know what I was doing. It was totally new. And the only way I can kind of explain it is imagine you have a toothache or a stomachache, right? You can sense with your senses where that pain is coming from.
Right.
But once the pain has released, you can't find that place with your senses anymore because the pain is gone. There's nothing calling your attention to it anymore.
Yeah.
I found I could keep my awareness inside my body. So then I started playing with it. Can I do it again? And I found I could. And then, well, what can I do now? Right. So I started, okay, I can move my awareness around. I was working in my abdomen at the time. So I would move my awareness around and notice that I could find a place that had tension. So then I would focus on the tension. And I noticed that if I did hold my awareness on it long enough, it would shift. And then I would do it again and again and again. So now I'm doing the same thing on the inside, right, that I was doing with the feeling, the feelings, and the same that I was doing with EFT, which was with words, then with feelings. And now I'm actually inside the body doing the same thing. So I would move around the body and just find tension and release it. Eventually, took many, many months. I can't remember how many, but a lot of months. Eventually, I got my awareness inside my head. And that was huge because there was so much pain and tension inside my head. The forces were incredible. I'm never going to be able to explain to someone how intense the forces were. And they had been there since I had been born. I had been living with this pain and tension inside my head for 50 years, but I had not been aware of it. But now I've got this technique, right? So I would focus on it. And to begin with, the pain in my left cheek was so intense, I could only focus for like a second or two. But it would release, and I would do it again and again and again. And over time, I actually got to the place where I could actually feel my skull bones relax because I'd released enough tension. And it felt really good. But, you know, I knew what was happening on the inside. I could feel changes, but it wasn't until I had x-rays taken last year and could compare them to ones in 2013. And I could see that the bones had shifted. My eye sockets had aligned, right? They were not straight and they're more straight now. My jaw was way off to the side and it's more straight now. And my neck is straighter than it's ever been in my life. I've actually grown 3/4 of an inch in the last few years. I don't know how long it's been, but because I've been releasing tension, right, releasing the burden that I've been carrying all these years has allowed me to reach more of my natural height and my natural straightness.
Okay. And you said, you said you had scoliosis, right? Scoliosis before?
Yes. So
is this a part of the correction with that, or do you still have scoliosis, or is it,
It's an ongoing process, but my body has definitely been untwisting.
And that's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. That is wonderful. Tell us about basically, you know, how you think this process will help the busy women, you know, women all across the globe. How do you think this process will help people?
Well, there's many ways. A lot of women are busy because they don't want to stop being busy, right? They feel like they need to keep going. Some of them are afraid of what will show up if they stop, if they stop, right? So this is a way to actually allow what comes up to come up, right? And slow down.
And we can't just not be proactive. We gotta be proactive. I tell my clients all the time, the coaching clients that I have, I tell them all the time, it's not about, when you say busy woman, sometimes people take that with like a negative undertone, as if a person's just scurrying around, just to be scurrying around. Now, doing things of substance is one thing. Like, I think I may have mentioned to you on that before. A lot of people, I multitask. Well, if you're multitasking with 50 things and you've not completed something, like I tell myself a lot of times, Cindy, focus and finish. But you know, when you're multidimensional, because you'll get pulled 10 different directions when you have a lot of different, I will say, things going on. So just my personal opinion from that is that a person is to be multidimensional, but finish what you started. You know, you have to finish what you started, and you have to use that time as a busy woman, man, boy, or girl. Use it wisely, not just scurrying around just to say you're busy. That's not the point at all, you know, of the busy woman's network or the busy woman is to basically, you know, focus in on balancing all of those things and taking care of yourself at the same time. So, you know, my thing again, you know, I encourage people to be multidimensional, but be efficient at it. So you're saying with this particular process, minus the busy woman, you know, just scurrying around, this process allows people to do what?
Okay, I was just saying that there are some people who are busy because they're trying to avoid something, right? But there are many other types of busyness, right? So it allows you to find your resistance to things that are that you want to get done, right? If you want to be really busy and get something done, but you're not getting it done, then you find the resistance, you find your truth, right? And it could be all sorts of things, right? But what's your excuse? Find your excuse, right? I would rather be sitting on the couch, right? Whatever the excuse, or I'd rather be playing with my kids.
Yeah, like Netflix binging.
Right. So find the excuse and accept it, right? Okay. Using tapping or with feeling, because it's just stuck energy. And once we've accepted that excuse and allowed it to be felt, it will shift. Now, another excuse may come up underneath that, and then you can tap on that too.
Okay.
Or you can tap on what you want to do, right? Maybe I want to get my bills done, right? You can tap on that, and it will find the resistance and help release it, right? So if I tap using the phrase, I want to get my bills done, 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 as you tap, the resistance to it will come up. There'll be a but. I want to get my bills done, but I'm scared of what I'm going to find out. Right? The truth will come up in your mind and you will accept it through tapping, right? So then I would keep tapping on, I'm afraid of what I'm going to see in my checking account. I'm afraid I won't have enough money. Whatever it is, right? It's about finding your truth and accepting it. And once you accept it, it releases. And then you can move forward.
That makes sense. I'm definitely going to try that. I like that. I'm definitely going to try that.
Much of our society has us suppressing it, right?
Yes.
Right. Pushing it away. But it doesn't mean it hasn't gone anywhere when you suppress it. It's still stuck inside the body. And it will come up again at another point. This way actually releases it from the body, so it stops coming up. That's how my mind became quiet, right? Because otherwise the same thoughts would have come back over and over and over again.
Right.
And it actually released them. So the thoughts never came back up again. They were gone.
Okay. I love it. So as a busy woman that is very organized and you have a peaceful aura about you, I love it. What do you do to maintain balance with the things that you've got going on with your public speaking, with your book, you know, your spiritual teacher? What do you do to maintain your balance or to keep a balance with all that you deal with?
Well, I walk my talk. My most important thing to me is my inner work. So I will ask myself, how am I feeling right now? Okay. I would notice, how am I feeling right now? And if it's not peaceful, I will work with that feeling and bring myself back to peace.
Okay. So is that your number one?
Absolutely. Yes.
Number one, basically accepting, speaking to it, and let it be in that moment, and then let it just subdue.
Yeah, because I believe we are a signal. So if I'm in peace right now, I'm attracting peace into my future.
Right.
And if I'm anything but that, that is what I'm attracting into my future. So I have to be very aware of what I'm feeling.
That makes sense. How can people get in contact with you?
There's many ways. I have that YouTube channel and everything you need to know is on there.
Okay.
I also have my website, annhintz.com, and the x-rays of my skull changes are on there. So you can take a look and know that this is actual truth.
I hate you. Because you know, some things people just can't make up, you know.
Right.
I believed you, and it was very heartwarming, you know, basically to read it. It was disheartening and heartwarming at the same time. I think it was your point of being resilient and finding a solution, what worked for you, and then being willing to share it with other people, you know, how they can accept their truth, not basically deny it, but accept their truth, ride in it, and then move forward naturally. I love that. I absolutely love that.
And I have my Facebook page, and I would love people to check out what I write on there. I try and explain things that we hear all the time on my Facebook page, and I'm happy to interact with anyone there.
Wonderful. And that's under Ann Hintz.
Yes, it's Ann Hintz Wisdom, I believe, on Facebook.
Okay, so I will put that in the description. Any parting words before we go for today? I've enjoyed you. I've enjoyed you.
I would say keep in mind that we are incredibly powerful and we have much more control over our lives than we think we do. Awesome. And we can control it by working with how we feel.
Absolutely. I love it. Thank you so much, Anne. Thank you so much. I have enjoyed this. We'll see you soon.
Okay.